Can you tell us how did you come up with the idea of Pocket Mummy?
Parzan and I were developing a script for a very long time to do something together. We've been colleagues together as assistant directors on a Dharma production film called Koi Tere Pyar Mein.
Okay.
And since we were ideating a lot and Mother's Day was around the corner, so he came up with the concept of Pocket Mummy. It's a bond between a single mother and a son. He wrote the script, he's also the writer of this.
Okay.
And I instantly fell in love with the idea. And since even I'm very greatly attached to my mother and the closest family that even I belong to, and him also. So we were like, you know, we definitely should, say the story and, make it visible to everyone. And there was no other better guy than Parzan to play it, since he had written it, and the emotions and the connect was always within him because it just comes naturally.
Okay. So what is it actually about? The film is about what?
So this is basically a bond, the relationship between a single mother and a son. It's essentially about how this young boy, who's just started working, and he just comes home one day, and there's a conversation between the mother where it's a casual conversation, like how you and your mother would have a conversation. But there are certain, words of wisdom, words of enlightenment that the mother helps the boy with. And, thereon, there's a sense of realization and a maturity that is seen towards the end of the film. So it's a very sweet message. There's nothing, we're not trying to preach anything. It's not a preachy film. It's just a normal conversation between a mother and a son, how normal it is. You khara aata hai, bacha thaka hua hai. A very simple conversation. It's essentially that. But again, it ends on a very nice and happy note of the bond just getting stronger between the mother and son.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
So how was it working with Parzan in the movie?
Parzan, more than actually working with him as an actor and me as a director, it's more of brothers getting, united again and working together. As I said, we've been colleagues together on Koi Tere Pyar Mein.
Yeah.
We were really thick back then, and we've always been in touch. And off late, he's come back to the big screen. Mm-hmm. And it was always on the card that, we work together. So it's always a pleasure. He's a great, great performer. That apart, he has a great creative sense. So it was working with him was like just going back to the sense of Koi Tere Pyar Mein, like, we're just working together and helping each other out. It was pretty much that.
Okay. So after this, are you planning to direct a Bollywood movie?
Absolutely. That's always been the agenda, to direct a full-length feature film. And, having this is definitely a stepping stone. And we're really going to use this to advantage. And with the support that Pocket Mummy is already getting by the press and people like you, it's the family, the friends around, there's so much support. Even the director Puneet Malhotra of Koi Tere Pyar Mein, or Sonam Nehru, who directed Kippi. They've been of great support. We've shared the script with them, we've shared our ideas with them, and they've been gracious enough to, give us their feedbacks and, help us overcome the obstacles and just make it an easy ride for us.
You're going to soon direct a movie?
Absolutely. That's on the cards. I don't know how soon, but it's already underway. We are already writing. Parzan and I are already writing something for a full-length feature. So we're not sure what the cast and everything, but we'll definitely do something bigger after Pocket Mummy. Maybe a full-length feature film also.
Okay. Best of luck for that. And actor you want to work with?
An actor I want to work with?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a long list. And... I'm a big fan of Al Pacino, so he's definitely the first one I want to work with. Talking about Hindi cinema, there's Mr. Bachchan, and again, there's a long list in Bollywood also, so yeah.
Okay, and an actress?
An actress who I want to work with?
Yeah.
Alia Bhatt from the recent lot, and since I've already shot with Kareena Kapoor, I'm a big fan of her work.
Yeah.
And she's a great human being, and I've worked with her on Koi Tere Pyar Mein. So... Kareena Kapoor and Alia Bhatt are the top list.
Okay, so, and if not a director, what would you be?
If not a director, what would I be?
Yeah.
I'd definitely try to explore all possible angles. Probably try acting also, and maybe just be, I don't know how badly would I perform at it. And that apart, I'm not really sure. Maybe production, I really inclined towards film production also. But yeah, on a serious note, film production for sure.
So in future, we'll see you as a producer as well?
Let's hope, God willing, because I've always seen the film, seen any film for that matter, more than just an audience. I've always loved getting to the back of the camera and understanding the technicalities, be it any film, even the smallest of films. That, you know, I'd go back home, go on YouTube and check the behind the scenes of the film, check the making of the film, and just get a sense of what's gone behind making any film. Rajkumar Hirani is my favorite filmmaker.
Yeah.
Karan Johar is another director I really look up to. So, you know, watching their films, we all have grown up, and they're really an institution in themselves to learn a lot from.
Okay. If you were given a chance to direct any web series or any daily soap, would you be ready to do it?
A web series for sure. I'm not really, and daily soaps absolutely, because I really think the way daily soaps are treated, like, you know, they're like really looked down upon. But there can always be a fresh perspective on it, and you know, we can change the outlook of the audiences towards a web series or the daily soaps for that matter. It totally depends on you know, the maker's perspective on what he's making. So if he really wants to change the outlook of people by making something different and treating the audiences to something what they've never seen, it is a delight. And as I said, it's always about cinema. You know, I'm a cinema lover, and all kinds of cinema, be it a digital platform, be it the web series again, or daily soaps for that matter, or a short film or a full-length feature film. Cinema is cinema, you know. You can see it across various mediums. And asking about daily soaps and web series, I'm definitely open to that options also.
Okay. So what are your upcoming projects, as in any short film, Mo?
We are definitely planning another short film right after this.
Okay.
Maybe on another subject, on maybe Father's Day, or maybe Independence Day for that matter, since that's coming, you know, we're coming close to the date. So these are two short films that again we're looking at. There are a couple of companies, pharma companies, who have approached us to direct something for them, or a television commercial, like a TVC. And they really seem happy with our work already. We've shared some rushes with them, and they've loved our work already, and they really want to get us on board as the filmmakers for the next ad commercial.
Alright, any message to the viewers or the audience?
To the viewers, it's a very simple film. It's a sweet film made straight from our heart, and it's nothing extraordinary. There's no rocket science. It's for the mothers. They've been such great support, and they've been the best. They've been the strongest support. They've been they've been everywhere for the son. You know, they've been the guiding light. They've really shown the kids their path. They've been super moms, as you know, I also call my mother, because where I am today, it couldn't have been possible without her at all. You know, I mean, doesn't matter how much you grow up, she'll always be there taking care of you like the little boy you always were.
Yeah.
So it's again a film straight from the heart, and we just want the mothers, the children, the fathers to enjoy the film and take home something that's so serene, so pure. And that's it. We just want people to enjoy the film.
Okay.